Hey, this is Brock Lesnar with a mock draft from pick number 2. Can we put together a dominant team? We're about to find out. So right now I have the second overall pick. Nikola Jokic is very unlikely to be available to me, but there are a lot of other good options for me to consider. We have Luka Doncic, we have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Tyrese Halliburton, and a few others. We just saw Nikola Jokic go off the board. Now my options come down to Luka Doncic and Joel Embiid. The reigning MVP, Harden, may be gone. His health is always a question mark, but he's easily the second best center you're going to get in the NBA after Jokic. So I'm going to go ahead and try a build built around Joel Embiid with the second overall pick. So with Joel Embiid, there are a few goodies that you get from a big man. You get high field goal percentage, really high free throw percentage. He's going to get you some threes. He's going to score for you. He's going to help you with your rebounds. He gets a sprinkle of assists. He gets a lot of blocks for a big man. He does turn over the ball a lot, but he's really helping you across the board. The real issue with Joel Embiid is always his availability. It seems like he gets nagging injuries to his knees and legs on a yearly basis. So we're going to have to account for that and probably be heavy on big men and maybe even target a handcuff or two in this draft. I'm sorting based on ADP, and I like to sort by ADP. It lets me know where players are going and how realistic it is to grab a guy at a part in the draft that I'm targeting. By doing that, I also like doing just regular rank based on the projections. I find those are the two most useful on the UI. So again, pick 23. So I could target a big man at that point in the draft. I can grab another big guy that pairs well with Joel Embiid. Perhaps Domantas Sabonis. The only issue is Domantas Sabonis hurts my free throw percentage. He also gets a lot of turnovers, doesn't get a lot of blocks from the big man position, and doesn't get a lot of threes. So he helps you in a lot of areas, but there are a few areas in which he's really hurting you. Desmond Bane would pair really well for his ability to hit a ton of threes. The free throw percentage is nice. I think he would be a nice compliment. But this early in the draft, I really want to target big men. Carl Anthony Towns may be a very sneaky pickup. He has fallen a lot. This used to be a guy you needed to pick in the top 5 to 10 picks. And the closer we get to the season, the more I am feeling this guy is a sleeper. He has the potential to be a top 5 player, and he's going right now at an ADP of 27. So at 23, Carl Anthony Towns might pair really well with Joel Embiid. The field goal percentage that you get with him is pretty efficient. Also nice free throw percentage. He can get threes. He can score. He can rebound. He can do a lot of the same things you're going to get with Joel Embiid. So the ability to pair both Carl Anthony Towns and Joel Embiid is very intriguing to me. Carl Anthony Towns has been a bit injury prone the last two seasons, but before those seasons, this guy was an Iron Man. So hopefully we see him healthy, available, and producing to the level that we're accustomed to. Right now, Carl Anthony Towns is possibly the biggest sleeper in the draft at an ADP again of 27 with the potential that he has. Not only do I have a pick at 23, but I also have one at 26. So I might go for Jaren Jackson Jr. and then try to pick Carl Anthony Towns at a pick 26. I don't know that I want to go that route, though. I think Carl Anthony Towns has more upside. So I'm going to play it safe here, and I'm going to go with Carl Anthony Towns. And again, keep in mind, this is a mock draft. With a mock draft, there are things that need to be taken with a grain of salt, but mock drafts really help you figure out your strategy, helps you figure out where players are going, and how you can pair them with other players. The more mock drafts you do, the more prepared you will be when it's time for the real thing. So Jaren Jackson Jr. just went. I had the possibility of picking him there. I didn't take it. So now that I have two big men, it might make sense for me to pick up a point guard that complements what I'm doing here. So DeJounte Murray catches my eye. Somebody I really like, though, is Fred VanVleet. I like his opportunity in Houston, and I think he's going to do really well. So I drafted Fred VanVleet at 26. So let's look at the guy drafting at number one has Darius Garland, Jaren Jackson Jr., Nikola Jokic. And right now, I have Fred VanVleet, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Joel Embiid. So far, very happy with what I have. My projected field goal percentage at 45%. Definitely took a hit because I picked up Fred VanVleet. Free throw percentage, looking great. Threes, I'm up there. Points, I have guys that can score. I have some rebounders. I'm getting assists, steals, blocks, and turnovers because Fred VanVleet gets you a lot of assists, not a whole lot of turnovers. So I like him as a compliment to the squad that I'm putting together. I don't pick again until pick number 47, and I pick again at 50. So I might go for another point guard, another big man. That would give me, at this point, 2 point guards and would give me 3 big men. I always preach this to you guys. In the draft, the later you get into the draft, the harder it is to find point guards and centers. I'd say after pick 100, it starts getting slim picking. So if you want some heavy hitter big men, if you want some heavy hitter point guards, you might want to target them in that 100. If you're really pushing it, 115 range. So my next pick is starting to creep up. Again, picking at 47. Chet Holmgren becomes a decent target. Second-year player, missed his rookie season, but he's a guy that has the ability to get me a lot of blocks. He's going to hit some threes, has a lot of upside. From Kristaps Porzingis, fits really well with the big men that I have. At this point in the draft, he might be worth a gamble. He's another guy that's really injury-prone, and combining Kristaps Porzingis, Joel Embiid, and Karl-Anthony Towns, but the upside is for sure there. DeMar DeRozan's a great target if I want a high free throw percentage, if I want to score, that's going to do a little bit of everything, doesn't really get steals or blocks. He is a little bit up there in age, but he's been consistent for years now. So, Nick Claxton is another decent option that can get me a whole lot of blocks. Somebody else that I might strongly consider. The only issue is the free throw percentage is low. And so some decent options in this range based on everyone that I'm seeing this high up in the draft. And I'm probably going to take this chance mostly because I am in a mock draft. But I think I'm going to give a chance to Kristaps Porzingis. I just really like how he pairs with my other big men. Karl-Anthony Towns, Kristaps Porzingis, Joel Embiid. Yeah, there's a lot of risk there. But the reward, if those guys are all going off at the same time, it's going to be incredibly high. They're all going to help my free throw percentage. They're all getting me blocks. They're all hitting threes. That is a rare combination of factors. To have 3 big men at that level on my team is going to give me a huge advantage. So Jamal Murray might be a decent option right here. Point guard, shooting guard eligible. But he seems to do better in the playoffs than he does in the regular season. Still, though, a whole lot of upside. This late in the draft, he has an ADP of 43.7. Reigning champion. Hits a ton of threes. Gives me a good look at the point guard position. Pairs really well with some of these other guys. So, at this point in the draft, let's go ahead and take a chance at Jamal Murray at pick 50. Field goal percentage is pretty low. Free throw percentage, though, looking elite at 85%. Threes right now has me at number one. Points at number one. Rebounds, I'm in the top two. Assist, I'm middle of the pack, but I promise you I'm probably not going to be the worst in turnovers. With steals, I'm up there. With blocks, up there as well. And with turnovers, I have the 4th worst turnovers, but I have almost 200 less turnovers than the worst turnover offenders right now. So this team is looking incredibly strong. All right, so it's almost my pick again. And at this range, CJ McCollum, Terry Rozier are some options. Some of the guys I had on the board were just picked up. Rudy Gobert, I don't think I want him here. Chris Paul might be a decent option, especially with his ability to get steals, but he's really getting up there in age, and I feel like I've taken a lot of risks with my team, as is Terry Rozier, CJ McCollum, feeling like a little bit of a reach at 71. In this range, I might take a shot on Chris Paul, only because I really like the pairing of him and Fred VanVleet. I'm not really liking the players in this range. Of the options I do have available, though, I kind of like Terry Rozier right here. I'm going to add Terry Rozier to the mix. I am good on point guards. Right now, I have Fred VanVleet, Jamal Murray, Terry Rozier, and Chris Paul as my point guards. That's a great crop of point guards, but I added a bit of an injury risk with Chris Paul at this advanced stage. So again, very boomer bust team that I'm putting together here, but sometimes you have to take a swing for the fences if you want to hit a home run. Our next pickups are going to be at 95 and 98, so it might make some sense to start scouting players around that ADP. So Mitchell Robinson is an option that's going to get me some blocks. Jakob Poeltl is another option. Jonas Valanciunas is another option that late in the draft. Tobias Harris is an interesting option, playing with the 76ers, or something were to happen to Joel Embiid, his value would go up. If James Harden is gone, his value goes up. So I think he's being a bit underrated for how consistent he has been. And as far as Chris Paul, we did learn Draymond Green might miss a few weeks, so that might be a boost to Chris Paul's value, especially given how much Draymond handles the ball. And Chris Paul is going to get a lot more touches with Draymond Green out. So Jonas Valanciunas and Tobias Harris are two very interesting options very late. Wendell Carter Jr., another decent option, though I think his upside is a bit limited. You have Scoot Henderson on the Blazers, rookie, but might be worth a gamble now that they've traded away Damian Lillard. Jrue Holiday is gone. Chances are they're not that invested in Malcolm Brogdon. So some other decent pickups I'm seeing late here: Spencer Dinwiddie, John Collins, Trey Jones on the San Antonio Spurs, Gary Trent Jr., another decent target that might fit my build because of his ability to hit threes and to also get some steals. Mark Williams just got picked up, but he's another decent option. He has an ADP of 120 and somebody just reached for him. But he's somebody you don't want to lose sight of. We saw him break out last season. His free throw percentage wasn't great, but it looks like the projections have him improving there. Blocks, we saw him get a ton of blocks in the limited minutes he was getting. So with a secure role, a lot more minutes, Mark Williams might end up being a better Mitchell Robinson as far as fantasy production. Keegan Murray is another intriguing option for me. Keegan Murray contributes a little bit across the board, hits a ton of threes, can score, can rebound, gets you a sprinkle of steals. I just really like his upside. He's going to be one of those glue guys that helps a lot of teams in a lot of different builds. So Keegan Murray, somebody else that you want to keep an eye on at that 106 range. Marcus Smart just went 90th. I think that's another decent target on a new team. Ja Morant is going to be gone for a large part of the season. So Marcus Smart this late, if you want the assist and steals, makes some sense. So I'm about to pick at 95, Jonas Valanciunas on the board. I can go with Mitchell Robinson if I want more blocks, but he hurts my free throw percentage and has shown to be injury prone. Jonas Valanciunas is one of those guys that I feel just ends up being effective towards the latter half of the season, almost every season. He starts a bit slow, but then he picks it up and is super effective. So he just got taken right before me. Makes a whole lot of sense based on the quality of player that I'm explaining to you. But Tobias Harris, like I mentioned before, I think another decent option that's able to contribute across the board for me, and probably somebody you will see me draft on a lot of my teams. So I need another big man at this point. I have three of them, but I think at this point in the draft, I want another one. So Yusuf Nurkic on the Blazers this late in the draft is an intriguing option. He has the ability to get some blocks, but he too is injury prone. And with all the other pieces I've added, I may want to avoid him. Ivica Zubac isn't going to hit threes, but he doesn't hurt my free throw percentage all that much. So I actually think I may take a shot at Jabari Smith Jr. I'm already bad at field goal percentage. The free throw percentage is decent, but he too has the ability to hit threes, get blocks. Second year player, he could improve on what we saw during the summer and towards the end of last season. So Jabari Smith Jr. at a pick of 98, I think he's worth the gamble. So right now, the field goal percentage, worst in the entire league at 43%. Free throw percentage, we are sitting pretty at 84%. The threes, dominant at threes. In points, we're near the top. Rebounding, looking solid. In assists, looking really solid. Steals, top of the league. Blocks, we're in the top half. Just a couple projected away from being in the top four. The top three guys have really focused on blocks, namely SK and Alex. SK, Chet Holmgren, Jaren Jackson Jr., OG Anunoby. He picked up Draymond Green, Rudy Gobert. He has a lot of big men, so that's a guy where maybe I'm not going to try to beat him with blocks because he's so dominant in that category. So overall, sitting at a total of 73, and this team is coming together really, really nicely. So Shaedon Sharpe just went at 113. Someone asked me earlier today my thoughts. And with the shakeup that happened with all those trades, the Portland Trail Blazers have opened up a lot of opportunity with him being a second-year player. I like his upside at 113. This is where you want to go for those sleepers, those upside picks, those players you believe are going to perform better than they're being projected. There are other guys I want. Gary Trent Jr., somebody I'm going to pick up for sure if he's available to me at 119. I just love his ability to get a lot of threes, a lot of steals, high free throw percentage, and I'm already so bad at field goal percentage that it makes sense to add him. So he just went, of course he did, but somebody else I've had my eye on is Ivica Zubac. He's going to go and help my field goal percentage a little bit, and Ivica Zubac is gone. That's how you know I'm targeting some decent players when that's happening. So maybe I'll go in a different direction and go with Al Horford. Might be a decent option. Would be a good backup for Kristaps Porzingis. Bruce Brown would be another decent target. But at this point in the draft, I'm going to take Bojan Bogdanovic. Oh, it made me take Bruce Brown. I took too long. So I would have probably taken Bojan Bogdanovic there. But Bruce Brown isn't a terrible option. That's why I had him in my queue. Bruce Brown last season had 48% from the field. The free throw percentage was meh, but he got you some threes. He could score, got you some rebounds, was getting assists, decent steals, a little bit over a half a block per game. Not who I would have picked up, but a decent option. Somebody that I want to target is Bojan Bogdanovic. Really high free throw percentage, has the ability to hit a lot of threes, has the ability to score. Not going to do anything for your steals or blocks, but I feel with all the other pieces that I've put together with this team, I really like his fit. So the field goal percentage right now, projected at the bottom of the league, but the free throw percentage is looking spicy. The threes are looking great. The points we are sitting strong in. Rebounds, about middle of the pack. I did sacrifice a little bit. And then target more big men, targeting some of these other pieces. So rebounds ended up being one of the areas I will probably struggle a little bit with, depending on the health of my players. Again, this is the draft, and the draft is a base for what you do this season. That's something to keep in mind. The chances that the team you have in the playoffs is the team you're drafting today or whenever you're drafting is incredibly unlikely. So don't pick these guys assuming you'll have them all season. You want to build the strongest base possible where you say, this is my template. These are the categories I'm going to dominate. These are the ones I'm going to be strong in. These are the players I'm going to target. And when you know the categories you value, you don't want to get players that are going to hurt those categories. So it'll make it easier for you to see someone on the waiver wire and know if you should pick them up or not. All right, so my turn is next. Kevon Looney is somebody that I'm targeting right now. James Wiseman is another decent option. Free throw percentage leaves some to be desired, but he has some shot blocking potential, has some upside on that Detroit Pistons team, which has a lot of young players. So Kevon Looney is another decent option, especially with the injury. to Draymond Green. But a sneaky option is Derek Lively II of the Dallas Mavericks, projected to have 92 blocks. So with me needing the blocks, Dallas not really having any strong big men for him to compete with, I like his upside. In college, he averaged about 2.4 blocks in 20 minutes per game. Just picked him up, a bit of an upside pick, swing for the fences. Of the players I have left, Harrison Barnes, Kevon Looney, James Wiseman, Kyle Anderson. Harrison Barnes seems the most intriguing out of all those options, and I think he pairs really well with Tobias Harris. So Kyle Anderson is another option that I really like and also gives me a handcuff for Carl Anthony Towns. So because of that, I think I'm going to take a chance on him. So far in the standings, sitting at a 72, there's still some people to have to pick. And again, I remind you, this is a mock draft, but I have a blueprint I can use if I happen to have pick number two when I do draft. And what I like to do, I'm probably going to do other drafts, maybe from pick number 5, maybe from pick number 7. I'm going to do one from pick number 12. The idea is for you to know what each range kind of looks like and what you're dealing with when you're in your draft, because normally it's going to be random and you don't know where you're drafting from. So by doing these mock drafts or watching these videos and having me break it down for you, that'll help you understand who's possible for you to target at different positions, regardless of where you're drafting from. You need to know what those looks are. So some options here late. Steven Adams is available. Isaiah Jackson, someone with a lot of shot blocking potential. And a lot of people took a gamble on him last season. It didn't pay off. He never really got the opportunity. Will he get the opportunity this season? We haven't seen that happen yet with Miles Turner healthy. Naz Reid is another decent option, especially if you have Carl Anthony Towns, for his ability to also get decent blocks when he's getting the minutes. So Matisse Thybulle, interested to see how he produces on a new look Portland Trailblazers team. He's a guy that makes some sense for his ability to get you a lot of steals and a lot of blocks, but you might have the freedom to wait until the season starts or even preseason to see what the minutes look like and how he's producing with those minutes. But when getting the minutes, he can hit threes and he can get a ton of steals, a ton of blocks. That's essentially all he does for you. He doesn't hurt your turnovers, which is something else that I value in players. So this late in the draft, another decent target. James Wiseman has some upside. Kevon Looney has some upside. Isaiah Hartenstein for the New York Knicks. He's somebody, when he's getting the minutes, he has the ability to produce. He's not great, but he's a good, I'd say, 4th or 5th big. Or if you're in a pinch and need a big man, probably a guy you'll break loose from the waiver wire for a couple of weeks. I'm interested to see, though, what the position battle with Jericho Sims is. They do have a bit of a timeshare. If one of them were to get consistent minutes in the 30 range, that would make them an intriguing target. So that's something I'm keeping an eye on. So here is my final team. Fred VanVleet, Jamal Murray, Chris Paul, Tobias Harris, Carl Anthony Towns, Kristaps Porzingis, Joel Embiid, Jabari Smith Jr., Terry Rozier, Bruce Brown, Bojan Bogdanovic, Derek Lively II, and Kyle Anderson. That is it. Thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed watching this video, do me a favor. Subscribe to Brock Lesnar Hoops. Smash that like button for me. Click that bell notification so you can be alerted when these videos drop. Until next time, take care. And before I go, I do want to put this announcement out there that I have the intention of putting together some subscriber leagues. There's going to be a paid subscriber league with a $50 buy-in. And then I'm going to have likely another paid subscriber league with a $25 buy-in. And then I'm going to have a free option that would be available to you. So that's 3 different leagues. Part of that will be I will use those leagues to make my videos and to share my content throughout the season. And you get to play against me. I'm a cool dude. I try to be as fair of a commish as possible, and I take people's money seriously. After all these years of running this channel, I haven't had any incidents with anyone so far. If you're interested in joining any of these leagues and you're hearing this right now, I'm talking to you. Do me a favor, leave a comment below letting me know and we can get that coordinated, or join my Discord server because I will be accessible in my Discord server. And I also have Twitter updates that we're getting directly from Underdog Fantasy that are giving us some of the fastest news drops in the industry. And in games like fantasy basketball, a minute or two could be the difference between you picking up a guy that changes your season or somebody else picking them up. I hope to see you in my Discord server. I hope to see you in some of those subscriber leagues. Until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Take care.